Tell you what, it's been a sensational day yesterday at the Invictus Games in Sydney with the one and only Matthew Modell from Bonnie Hills opening his account with two silver medals. I don't think he's had much sleep, but we really appreciate him joining us on the show this morning. Congratulations, Matt. Have you slept at all?
Well, good morning, Stroni. I've had a few hours. It was quite an amazing thing yesterday, and to walk away with a couple of silvers. It still hasn't sunk in, but yeah, I'm pretty excited, and yeah, it's been an amazing experience so far, and back into it today, a bit of training for athletics competition on Thursday.
All right, mate, let's talk about it, because it was a pretty fair double when you consider the first event was the IR6 4-minute endurance, and then what, under 4 hours later, you're back up for the 1-minute sprint, is that right?
Actually, under 2 hours, So we only had, after a bit of media and stuff like that, we pretty much only had about an hour and a half the time that sort of wrapped up. And so it was a quick warm down and quick warm up again, and we'll straight back out on the ergs and straight into it again for the 1-minute rip.
Matt, we hear so many great stories about this, how this has given people, our injured soldiers, such a new lease on life and has brought you all together. For your story, Matt, tell me about what it's meant to you to go to the Games, and could you give us a brief outline on what happened to you?
Yeah, so for me, being injured overseas whilst on operations, I returned home. I had a couple of different struggles, a few dark days. I had newborn twin boys at home, and also dealing with a pretty severe injury to my spine, which later led me to being medically discharged. And that was a really tough time for me, a really tough time for my family. But to come through a new sport to aid and assist in my recovery, and then using the Invictus platform to obviously, heighten that to another level and on an international level, it's truly amazing to be a part of, and it's sports aided and assisted in my recovery and many others within the Australian team, and brought them out of some really dark times, and it's, changed lives and even saved lives.
How good's Prince Harry, Matt? Fair dinkum. Now, I'm going to out you here. You were the bloke who tried to get him to sign the budgie smugglers. What did he actually say to you?
That was actually Ben Yeomans. He's another team member. I was lucky enough to interview Prince Harry at Admiralty House and present him with some budgie smugglers, and he actually tried them on over his jeans. So his entourage wasn't too impressed at the time, but they sort of went with it. And, so we got him to try on budgie smugglers on national TV, and he's a larrikin. He's a champion guy. He's a really down-to-earth bloke. Anyone who meets him says the same thing. It's a true testament to who he is, and what he's done with his Invictus Games is, it's life-changing for so many, and everyone just, wants to thank him.
Yeah, even look, people that aren't too keen on the Royals, you've got to admire this bloke, and he's been to Afghanistan. He hasn't just gone there for a photo. He knows what it's like, and I think that's what resonates, Matt, is it, with people that have had careers in the military like yourself?
Yeah, that's definitely right. I mean, everyone can relate to him. Everyone can talk to him. I mean, during that interview, he made me feel so comfortable just to have a chat. It wasn't, you didn't feel like you're talking to royalty at the time. He made you feel so humble. He was more interested about me and my story and what sport's doing for me and what the Invictus Games has done for me and my family. So,
fantastic.
It was truly a great experience.
What have you got to come, Matt, so we can keep an eye on you?
So on Thursday I'll be competing in the athletics in the 200 and the 400, and depending on other competitors and see how the schedule goes, maybe the 4x100 relay on the Friday evening.
Fantastic, Matt. Look, you guys and gals really have the entire nation's, the world's eyes are on you, and we so admire what you're doing. We're glad you're enjoying it and having a great time. We can't wait till you're back on the Mid-North Coast. From us all here at Triple M and all the listeners, mate, well done, and continue to enjoy the Invictus Games. Thanks for giving us your time, Matt.
Thanks, Strawny, and I really appreciate the support from Mid-North Coast. It's great.
Oh, Strawny.